We're now beginning in Shmiras HaLoshen, Perek Zayin, the topic of discussion, Yuvoyer Eich Shemekalkel Es Atzmoy, Bazeh L'inyan Kamo Devarim. How a person who speaks Lashon Hara inflicts upon himself, and he is Mekalkel himself, he ruins himself in many different ways. Boy ure oid kama godol einish ha'ova in hamar hazeh. Come and see how great is this einish ha'godol, this terrible punishment that will come through this chait of Lashon Hara. Kshebedivir Lashon Hara v'chilos shumadaber, hu me'aved es me'at toira sheyesh biyadai. That through a person speaking Lashon Hara v'chilos, He loses a little of the Torah sheyesh biyadai. What does it mean? He loses a little of the Torah sheyesh biyadai. A person who is given a valuable stone, a gold coin, real gold, or real silver, a few coins. And it's worth something. It's worth a lot of money. And he puts it in his pocket. And he's so happy it's in a safe place. And he gets to his destination. He puts his hand in his pocket and he almost collapses. He realizes he had a little hole in his pocket. And those stones and those coins are gone. He lost them. He went through a busy city. Anyone who picks it up will definitely find it and keep them. When a person learns Torah and does mitzvahs, here he's discussing the greatest mitzvah of Lima Torah, specifically that great mitzvah of Torah will be lost, as we said earlier, and he'll repeat it over here as well, through a person speaking Lashon Hara. Shezeh Lashon HaMedrash Shoicher Toiv, the Medrash tells us, Al titein es picho lachti es bisarecho. Do not let your mouth cause you to sin and your body to be punished. What does this mean? Medaber b'lashon hara. Says the Medrash is referring to Lashon Hara. Why should you provoke Hashem because of your voice? Why should you provoke Hashem to be upset at you? To be angered with you? Because of your voice. What does it mean, your voice? Al oisay hakol shahitseisa bepicha. That same voice that you use to take out the words of Amarta Lashon Hara al Chavayrecha. You use that voice to speak Lashon Hara on your friend. V'chibel al esmasa yadecha. And you will destroy your life's efforts. Masa yadecha is referring to the Torah, the mitzvahs a person had accomplished. Ma'ad Torah sheish biyadecha. The little Torah that a person has, atam abda, now, like the person has the hole in his pocket and he loses his valuables, now with the little Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara that person speaks, he loses the little Torah that he had.
Is this a perfect explanation? He previously... Upashut, dekavonis ha-medrashu
k'moishe kosvu ha-sfarim ha-gdoishim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's obvious, it's clear, that the intention of this medrash is, as we said earlier, from the Sfarim HaKdoshim, Shemi Shemedaber Lashon Hara Al Chaveroi, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, who goyreim, he causes, Shenoitlin Mimenu Zechuyoisov, that they take his Zechuyois, Sheosa, that he did Ato, Venoisn Lechaveroi. As we mentioned, that a person who speaks Lashon Hara on his friend, his mitzvahs go to his friend, and his friend receives, and he receives his friend's averus. Furthermore, a person's tefillah, there are different things that are ma'akiv tefillah. People daven, and when there's a locked door, there's a gate. As the Gemara says it, as a mechita shel barzel, mafsekes, there's a gate. There's a metal fence that separates between the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, this mechita shel barzel? The mechita of barzel are the averus. The averus a person does. What happens is, so to get into certain buildings, you need like a code, a key, to swipe the key, the card. And then it's you get in, you put it in, it's a security measure. And of course you have the security guard there as well. You have to walk in, you have to sign your name, so on and so forth. All very good. Person has a card, he swipes the card. What is that, swiping the card? That means he takes out a sefer, takes out a sitter. He davens to Hashem. But you know what happens? David, you ever send an email, gets bounced back? We discussed. The tefillah is bounced back. Now, we don't see it. We don't see this happening, but the tefillah gets bounced back. Why is that? Because the person, he used his mouth to speak Lashon Hara. And he's using, he didn't do tshuva yet, so he's still using that same mouth to speak Lashon Hara. I want to share with you from Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz in the Sefer Yaris Devash. It's in the first drush where he discusses tefillah. And he tells us that tefillah, the first word, when we say tefillah, we refer to Shemona Esrei. We open up the words of Shemona Esrei with Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti L'Secha. Hashem, open my lips, Sfasai, my lips, Ufi, so that my mouth, Yagid, shall say your praise, Tehillah Secha. Says the Yaris Devash. Why do we use the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name as Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud? There are a lot of names of Hashem. Why do we specifically use that name? Now, this is what David HaMelech wrote. Why did David HaMelech specifically say the Hashem Sfasai Tiftach with the Lashon Adnos, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud? So he explains, and I have to see the inside to tell you the exact explanation. Basically, if you spell out the word Adnos, and if I'm saying a little incorrect, I apologize, especially for those who are recording, but if listening on the recording, the site is as follows. If you spell out the word Adnos, and you take the Targum, it comes to the word Tara, gate. Tara is a gate. This Lashon of Adnos is the same gematria as Tara. Tara is a shar. In Aramaic, if you take Tof and Shin, it's interchangeable. Tof and Shin, so Tar is Sha'ar, is a gate. Explains the Yaris Devash that we begin our Shemona Esrei with referring to our mouth, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, that the mouth that we use should be like a gate, only to be used to say positive words. Because how can that same mouth say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, open my mouth, Ufi Yagit L'Secha, so that my lips can say your praise? How can that same mouth, who just bad-mouthed Hashem's children, because Klaus are Hashem's children, how can that same mouth say Hashem's praise in the same Lashon Hara? So that's why we say specifically Adnos, Hashem, that Lashon of Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud, because it refers to Tara, the gate, that the mouth is like that gate, that gate should only be used for proper speech. And then it can praise Hashem. Then it can speak Tehillah Secha. Ufi Yagid Tehillah Secha. The mouth can say the praise of Hashem. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim here is referring to. That when a person will go daven, v'gam ein mekabel tefillah osu l'mayla over zeh, his tefillah will not be accepted. K'mo she'omru b'zoya HaKadosh, in Parshas Metzora, it tells us in Zoya HaKadosh, in Parshas Metzora, Man is Beilish Nabisha, it's Loisa La Olas, come make the Kucha Brichu. A person who speaks Lashon Hara, a person's tefillah does not go off to Shemayim. Doha is Isar Alei Ruach Misava. Because it's infected with the Ruach Misava, with this Shmutz, with Tuma, a spirit of a virus. However,
I always want to emphasize this point because it could be, a person might think, a little overdone. Okay, we realize it's bad, don't do it. It's a little overwhelming. All these powerful words about what's going to happen to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. So I want to focus on these words. Kevon dahadar v'tshuva v'kabel alei v'tshuva. Since at the time when a person does tshuva, he repents. He decides to do tshuva. Dahadar v'tshuva, he decides to do tshuva. V'kabel alei v'tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts his tshuva. Maksiv, what does it say in the pasuk? In Vayikra Yadalad Beis. V'yoyim taharoso uhu v'alakoyein. In the day that he does tshuva, and then the kohen will mitar him. V'yoyim taharoso in the day of his purification. He has to be brought to the kohen. Uhu v'alakoyein, be brought to the kohen. In parentheses, he tells us, V'zeh yuvan ma dekosva ha-teira v'tomei tomei yikro. What does it mean? The pasuk says, V'tomei tomei yikro, upir shu chazal, shetzorech lohaydi et tsari l'rabim. When the Torah tells us that the Kohen says in this person, tomei tomei yikro, that he is impure, the person who they spoke Lashon Hara, who he spoke to Lashon Hara, he has to be my dia. He has to tell Klal Yisrael, the Rabbim, about his tzoris, about his bad state of being in the state of tamei. The Rabbim yivakshul of rachamim, and then people will yivakish rachamim, will ask mercy to Hashem for this individual. Let me ask you a question now. We know that a person's tefillah for himself is greater than other people davening for him. When he himself davens, it has a higher madriga. So why is he not davening for himself? Why is he telling other people about his state of tzaras, of tuma? And the answer is, says the Chafetz Chaim, "Hu mach ma shetfilos einay mikubul amayla," because his tefillah is not accepted above. L'chein gilsu lanu atayra eitzazub b'minstar zadafka, because his tefillah is not accepted. That's why the Torah tells us specifically by Mitzdayar, one of the Saras, he should speak to other people and tell them of his situation so they could daven for him. Let's just finish this paragraph. V'gam nishmosa akdoisha mistaylekes mimenu, his nishoma akdoisha is removed from him over zeh because of this kemoisha kosavnu l'mayla, as we said earlier, the perek gimel b'shem ezer HaKadosh. Have a wonderful Shabbos.